sickness something something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Just about that time for the entertainment drill, but I just got this email. It says evidently we've got a HMS Instagram page. I didn't know that. I thought I didn't want that.
You didn't.
They did it anyway.
But they kept it alive.
All right, well, I'm on board now.
Why are you fighting change?
I'm not. I just don't want to be part of it. It's just going to get us in trouble. But
as long as you're not posting.
That's why I'm not doing a thing. But we're doing a tool ticket giveaway on our HMS Instagram page. So you can go to that and post.
You get that long name out there?
Something.
HMS underscore 98 underscore official.
That's the one you want to go to.
That's the one you want to go to.
Anyway, we could do it every morning from 5:30 to 10, and at 10 we'll draw a winner and call them. It says it's a new contest each day, one pair of tickets each day. We have great ideas for the Instagram page, but need to get our followers over 10,000 to do so. Hopefully this will help. Well, first off, that's a good idea. We'll get that tool thing out there. Or everyone can pop on today and videotape how long it takes them to evacuate their bladder, because I say it's 21 seconds, and we'll see if all of our listeners can post a 21-second pee video. We'll get up to 10,000, and our Instagram people
are in charge of that. Don't even post if you're under 21?
Huh?
Don't even post
all your pee time.
We need to average it.
We'll find an average of our listeners. We need to know. So it doesn't have to be vulgar. Just you in the bathroom, hopefully doing an authentic pee video.
Leave the D out of it.
Yeah, don't put your tip in there. Or your hoo-ha. Have you got an innie? Use an innie? Got an outie? Use an outie?
Just
but we'll get
sound.
It from the sound.
Yeah.
And I don't want you dumping out a Gatorade bottle. It's funny, but don't. Let's do this authentically on our Instagram page, since Dom and the gang want an Instagram page that I don't want. So HMS underscore Instagram / I hate this. Hashtag don't. Hashtag this. Hashtag dot, dot, dot.
HMS underscore 98 underscore official.
Okay. Hashtag don't. Is that how that works?
Yep.
Can you just type in HMS 98 on the search and it'll
Let's
come
find
up?
Out.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Instagram page today, a bunch of you guys peeing.
Yep, that works. HMS space 98 will bring up the first search result.
Get it up over 10,000.
There's an Arabian one, though, that pops up as well.
Pee on that one, too.
Send it all.
HMS underscore 98 underscore is Al Jumali.
Whatever comes up, pee on it. For 21 seconds.
You want
seconds.
Al Jumali to get all those?
Yeah, I do. If it's Al Jumali that was first to the HMS Instagram, he wins. So no matter what you end up with, if you pee on ours or you pee on
Al's
Jumali.
Al's got 15,000 followers.
Well, then pee on it. And HMS 98 is Al
picture.
Jumali.
Yep.
Good work, Al. Is it L or Al?
Al.
Anyway, pee on Al's too. Anything HMS 98, go on there and time your pee. As we discovered earlier this morning, through a story I tried to tell, speaking with a doctor, the average animal larger than a rat all takes about 21 seconds to evacuate their bladder. It's all the same. Elephant to cat. Crazy. Brady's been timing his pee for years, never talked about it, but it came
Dick
up
Dicks,
once I brought it up
seconds.
Today. Yeah, so there you go. 21 seconds is the average time. See where you sit.
We'll see where the ghoul's average
is. What's the ghoul average? It could be different. There's a guy who emails me, says I can hold 40 ounces and pee for 2.5 minutes. I'm like, I want to see that video. Go for it. It's going to loop around.
Every time?
Every single time? You're drinking too much. You get too much in you. Anyway, HMS underscore Rob Halford underscore 9 a.m. underscore don't touch that underscore hey kids knock it off underscore we're almost there
official
dot com official / official official underscore Toledo.
Yeah, you can only find the link there for some reason.
Just Google HMS 98 P on whatever comes up. Try to get us over 10,000 and they won't email me anymore about an Instagram page I do not want. Namely because they bitch that there's not anything on it when I tell them I'm not going to do anything. And then they try to make money and then complain that it doesn't make money anymore.
They try to make you do more work.
Well, no, I'm not going to do anything. But they're like, well, we need to get a revenue stream. Oh, no, you don't. We've been doing fine without one. And the next thing you know, somebody's going to put something up there going, man, my fraternity hates. And we're like, well, that's great. And I love you guys. Well, they appeal to racists. Fantastic. Now I got that hanging over me. Not interested. It's time now for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by my friends at reactdefense.com, home of tactical black self-defense training that is bar none. Just better than everything in the world. I'll just say that. That's a pretty bold claim.
Wow,
but I'm going to go out and say, I've not been around the world, but I'd venture to bet this is the best stuff. By far, the best thing you're going to find in this city. It's tried and true, a battle-tested system that has been here for over 2 decades. Actually closing in on 3 decades, 20-plus years of just unbelievable workouts and a system. It's a system. It's an achievement. It's not a workout. You get through this thing, and you've learned so much and so many things. I was watching the El Camino movie, the Breaking Bad movie, and there's a scene where Jesse has a gun on someone, and I'm like, well, that's an easy get out. And it's just little things like that where you just start thinking different, where normally you'd be like, oh, my God, it would be a horrifying situation. I'm like, actually, that's not scary at all. When you know a couple little steps, and they teach you proper ways of getting yourself out of pickles that somebody else put you in. Also teach you proper ways on how to stay out of pickles that are happening around you don't even know. It is more than just going and running on a treadmill. They have an unbelievable system, and their cardio elite system is absolutely unbelievable and get you all prepped. And then it dovetails nicely into all the fighting moves that you can do while you're learning the self-defense. It's an absolutely brilliant, battle-tested, a time-honored system that you guys have to be part of. It challenge yourself. That's
so
all.
If
I'm
I put
saying.
A gun on you, point blank, you can Bruce Lee it out of my hands.
Not Bruce Lee it out of your hands, but I can get it off me faster, and you can shoot the thing
faster than I can pull the trigger,
yes, sir. If you put a gun on me,
I don't believe you.
If you put a gun on me, you haven't shot me. I got time. If you're going to shoot me, you're going
to
shoot
me. If I'm really close to you, if I'm this far away, I'm going to kill you.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I would totally kill you.
Then you would have shot me right there. Well, if you're going to shoot, you're going to shoot.
Right.
But if you're standing there with a gun and pointing it at me and giving me directions, I'm going to get it from you.
From that distance
that
we're at right now.
There's a 21-foot rule cops adhere to. They can get stabbed before they can shoot in 21 feet. You'd be blown away. Come with me. You'd be blown away.
I'd shoot you from here. I get it if I'm like right next to you.
You can shoot me from there. If you're going to shoot me, you're going to shoot me. That's not self-defense. That's me getting shot.
The point is whether or not that person, most of the time, the people do not want to shoot.
Yeah, most people put the gun up as the intimidation factor. Then they're not going to shoot you.
You have to be willing to kill someone if you're going to pull that gun on someone.
Exactly. So if you haven't shot me yet, I'm still breathing. I'm still fighting. I'll get that thing from you. And you might get one off, but it ain't going to hit me.
Oh, wow. You're fast. This.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. You'll be blown away. Even like old people.
Are you like Neo in the Matrix?
Little people, fat people, big people all go through this training. And it's like, oh, my God, I would have been so scared had it not been for this. That's an unbelievable thing.
What if I have a machine gun?
Well, then you're going to kill a lot of people. I'm not saying killing stops. You're an idiot. I hope you get shot.
It's
today.
Not death prevention.
Yeah, exactly. I'm impervious to bullets. That's not what I'm saying.
You're a superhero? Oh, my God.
So if I have a regular handgun, you're going to try to get it. If I have a machine gun, you're just running?
They teach you all sorts of scenarios on how to handle this. And, yeah, if you have a machine gun and you walk into a room, I'm not going to walk towards you. I'm going to leave the situation.
Matt,
if you've got
someone
me,
that's pumped a couple of rounds already.
But handgun, you're in.
Long gun, handgun. I've got all that stuff. If you want to point a long gun at me and then go, listen to me for a second, I've already got time to get you. You're not going to pull that trigger, and if you do, you're going to pull that trigger either way. So I'm going to fight for my life.
What if
that's
I have one
teach.
Of those things that the cow shooter that shoots you in the head? That
From No Country for Old Men.
What if I got one?
No
of those?
Problem.
You can get that.
That's probably the easiest.
That would be a really good one. Yeah, I'm 10 times more afraid of a knife than I am a gun.
Because you're going to have to take it.
Because you're hand to hand combat at that point. I'm going to get a gun. Gun is one thing.
How about nunchucks? You get nunchucks.
Nunchucks are. Might as well just come at me with a spork. Get out there. It's great stuff. ReactDefense.com. I'm telling you right now. And if you want to beat up people like Eric, man, Oshevitz. Let's get him out on the mat.
I'll pull the trigger, John.
I know. And then they're a murderer. So you'll get yours. It's fine.
I ain't afraid.
Yeah. It doesn't.
You'll get
but
one.
But at least you
you'll
win.
You'll get one.
That's right. It's
that's
all
right.
About winning.
I got him.
If you ain't first, you're last.
That's right. And if
what
you're
Ricky
willing.
Bobby said.
If you're a murderer and you're shooting. Doing a pretty good job with your weapon. Most people pull that gun and go, give me all your money. You can get out of that. It'll teach you. Teach you how to stay out of it, too. Don't hang out with idiots like Eric. It's a beautiful system. Get on out. You come out with me. We'll do all sorts of gun training. We'll strap you up with the thing that makes you feel like you got shot.
That sounds great.
Oh, it's good. That is a great time because you'll be blown away your adrenaline.
I want to be the shooter. I don't want to be the guy getting
you
shot.
You both. Almost like laser tag, and then you're in a fight. And then what are you going to do? Now you got the gun. You're going to stand there and be a bad guy? I want Eric out there so bad it hurts.
I'll take down every one of them.
Doug's seen it. Doug's watched
afraid.
It happen. Oh, that's good fun.
Scare me.
Oh, I just want to take the butt of that gun and split his head open. Anyway, reactdefense.com, home of Tactical Black and Eric's split head, Bone Tomahawk. I'm going to teach him that one, too. Get on over there. Brady, entertain me.
Disney went wild yesterday, spending 3 hours shooting off hundreds of rapid-fire tweets. to announce every title they will be that will be on Disney Plus when it launches. Then they followed up with a 3-hour and 17-minute commercial for the service. So they rattled off some of the titles.
It's everything. They have everything.
Yeah. It is everything. But some of the movies, especially the older ones, I remember like Darby O'Gill and The Little People.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I used to love that. That probably
of course
sucks
you did.
Now.
You lived it.
Oh.
Those Callaways.
Give me a gun.
Don't worry about it. I'll get it.
The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Kurt Russell was one of the first. And then he was also in the Barefoot Executive. It was Kurt Russell.
They brought him out of the jungle, and they made him.
No, that was a combination. Out of the Jungle, wasn't that the World's Fastest Human?
Yeah, but that the Kurt Russell one was the little boy who was like a savage, and he had a monkey, and then they put him in an office.
The Million Dollar Duck.
I don't know that one.
The Biscuit Eater, 1972. The Castaway Cowboy, starring James Garner.
Jen Michael Vincent was the world's fastest athlete, or whatever, greatest athlete. What's this one? The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes. Man, Disney used to suck. Now they do great movies. Back then, The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes.
Cesar Romero.
Look at that. Big time stars.
The original Joker.
By the computer.
It's just a matter of analyzing all the information.
Kurt Russell was cool even as a kid.
Yeah.
Played for them Portland Renegades, that baseball team his dad bought, too. Really won the PCL title.
Sultan and the Rockstar, 1980, starring Timothy Hutton.
I don't remember that at all.
Sultan and the Rockstar?
Fuzz Bucket, 1986.
Nothing.
All these great movies to choose from, and you're going to go to the East.
Yeah. This is Disney's selections for Brady.
Yeah, Brady's going to watch all this garbage.
You know, they have that Fuzz Bucket ride at Disneyland you can't get enough of. This Fuzz Bucket?
Sultan and the Rockstar. I think Fuzz Bucket's over it. They let Kings Island have it.
Oh, did they?
Go ahead. You can take it.
This is supposed to be a trailer.
Sultan and the Rockstar is a trailer of a guy with a tiger in a cage, and it's just being lifted off the ground.
Yeah!
Oh, the guy just hits the cage.
He's mean to that tiger.
That tiger will get his. All right, that's horrible.
A-Rod says his 2014 drug suspension from baseball was one of the best things that happened to him. Said it cost him about $45 million, but it was worth it because I finally take full accountability for my mistakes.
Oh. Yeah, he's got it rough now.
Yeah. Get J-Lo's half and never gets questioned on Sunday Night Baseball, even though he says the dumbest stuff ever.
Zoe Kravitz will play Catwoman opposite Bobby Pattinson in the next Batman.
I like her.
She's great.
And Megyn Kelly will be on Fox News, Tucker Carlson. Batman.
She's going back on Fox
First
News?
First TV appearance since... She left NBC last year.
Yeah.
And I guess she's got a lot to say. They're going to let her.
Matt Lauer raped her. Roger Ailes raped her. She's going to go down all the list. She's been to all the rape huts in the news. Man. She's been to every one of them. NBC News was filled with rapists. Fox News filled with rapists. She gets to come back and tell a tale.
Maybe it's her perfume.
Foo Fighters.
Hot. That's a big thing.
The Foo Fighters released a surprise EP that included covers of Planet Claire by the B-52s.
Oh, wow.
They also did Sister Europe by Psychedelic Furs. I think we got a sample of
Planet Claire. Planet Claire was live.
The Foo. Are the other covers, too?
Sister Europe is a cover. Sister
of mine. I don't know that at all.
Psychedelic Furs.
Oh. All right. I'll take your word for it. That's enough. We're all done. Larry will have another shot at that Camaro, won't he, or is it just us?
Just us.
Oh, no kidding?
Just us.
Does Larry have an HMS Instagram page, too?
I don't know if – yes. I'm going to say yes. Go pee on Larry's,
Instagram page. I need 10,000 people peeing.
Let's see what we're up to already.
Why don't you get your bandit jacket, take a picture.
Bandit jacket makes my skin burn.
What?
Yeah.
Made in China.
Chinese smoking the bandit jacket started to hurt my skin. I don't like wearing it.
It's going to give you cancer.
It's beyond cancer. I think it's something new.
Yeah. You kind of glow.
It hurts. I'm not going to lie.
I bet.
Put it on too long, it starts to hurt.
300 people in the last 10 minutes.
Have they put pee in on there yet?
Nobody's peed on there yet.
Right. Well, get on it, folks. 21 seconds. And then tape like a cat or an elephant if you go to the zoo today or something and time that too. And try to win Tool tickets on the hated Instagram page of HMS.
This was the last tagged photo.
This is me at a wedding Saturday with a guy. It's like, can I get a picture with you? I'm like, yes.
Before he moves to Idaho, he says.
I do not remember that.
Were you drunk?
No.
Stone cold sober.
It's over then again. I don't remember doing that. At all. I don't know why I have that photo. Anyway, are there any others of me posing with people?
This is the last one that was tagged 2 days ago.
And a lot of Ian Camfield for some reason.
Yeah, he's on there. Let him have it. It's his. Let him. I don't want this.
DG83, Donnie Grunden of the infamous Grundens.
Isn't a Grunden when you take someone's underwear? Pull it up the front?
A Grundy.
That's a Grundy. That's right. The front pull. The front wedgie's a Grundy. A Donnie Grundy. Enjoy Idaho, Don. I'll never forget our time together that I don't remember. We're all done. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long! 98.
What? 98. No way. 98.